March begins with an incredible code. It is the first day, of course, March 1st, and the whole code adds up to 10 and 1. And the reason we have the same number for the universal day number and the universal date is because March is a 9 universal month. And 9 is a number that when you add it to any other number, it results in the same root number. So in this case, March 1st, we add 1 to 9 is 10, and then 10, 1 plus 0 equals 1. So a double 1 day to begin the month means there's going to be a lot of fresh energy here. You're ready to pioneer a new cycle in your life. So you want to be bold, you want to be original, brave, move forward with your unique ideas, and feel totally free to create your place in the world of love and light. So, and the reason for saying that is 10 is the instant manifestation number. It's the number of love and light. 10 is truly a remarkable number that represents the Wheel of Fortune. It is what I also call the God number. So this is an incredible moment here at the beginning of March to really celebrate a new chapter in your life and seize the day. To help with that celebration in the heavens, we have Venus conjunct Mars. And Venus and Mars, of course, began their unification, their conjunction on February 16th during the Leo full moon, if you remember. And they will continue to be joined together through March 15th. So it is a full month of Venus and Mars moving together through the heavens. There's such a strong desire here for love, for affection. It obviously stimulates sensual, sexual passions. It also stimulates tenderness and connecting to your inner life, because you're inviting the divine feminine and sacred masculine to join within you for supreme balance. So creatively, you're going to be engaged and on fire. You will have these amazing, joyful experiences that will take you out of any kind of fear you might be feeling, and instead want to celebrate life itself, which is a true alchemization process. Now, if you are in an existing partnership, you're going to feel even deeper in terms of the connection to your partner. If you're entering a new relationship and starting to date during this time, it's a wonderful time to just share and really feel that gorgeous connection. And it's also a great time to discuss, let go, and find common ground on every level. Then on March 2nd, we of course have the Pisces new moon, which was covered in segment 1, so have a listen to that. The date, though, is very important because March 2nd, 2022 adds up to 11, and 11 reduced to 2. So there are lots of 2s in the code, and remember, because March is a 9 universal month, the universal day and date are the same root number. So in this case, the 11 portal opens up into everything that the number 2 represents, which is balance, harmony, peace, cooperation, kindness, and caring. There's so much compassion here in this code, and when the 11 is present, it really puts us in the present moment so that we have to literally listen to our inner guidance to take us to whatever step we're moving towards. So this will help us to connect intimately one-on-one with others, to connect with our guides one-on-one for our inner life, to communicate with lots of compassion and love. And also to know that you're very sensitive to your environment and the people you come into contact with. So you want to listen super closely to your intuition. It is really vital. And you will see that the miracles of unification within yourself are going to be amazing. So practice being present, practice being at peace at all times before you respond, before you engage. On 3-3, March 3rd, we have that beautiful code of the triad of creation, the mother, father, child, the ability to express yourself, to be playful, to be so joyfully engaged that your enthusiasm is infectious. You uplift others through joy. And the whole date adds up to 12, which is the number of inner growth, learning. We are all eternal students. And remember, the shadow side of 12 is to be a victim. So we need to explore our creativity, follow the thread of joy. So the frequency of joy needs to be first and foremost present today. So when you wake up in the morning on the 3rd of March, align with that frequency. You don't need to align. In fact, it's a lot better not to align with a goal that you may have. It's better to align with the frequency you want to experience. Now, you're going to be learning a lot today because of the number 12, but you're also going to seek to express certain ideas or feelings in a context also of being social. And that means you're going to be very free and flexible in how you share your feelings in general. So you want to express yourself in as many ways and degrees as possible and guard against being pulled into other people's emotional dramas. So this is really a day to align with joy and celebration. In the heavens today, we have two amazing conjunctions. We have Mars and Venus, of course, are traveling together, right? So they both conjunct Pluto today. And when Mars and Pluto come together, we have the original ruler of Scorpio joining the modern ruler of Scorpio, Mars and Pluto. And this creates a lot of ambition and focuses on successful outcome, being assertive, directing your energy towards achieving something, and also looking at truth, looking at discovering what's underneath it all, right? So Mars goes for it and Pluto uncovers. And with Scorpio being part of this conjunction due to the two rulers coming together, that may activate issues of finances from partnerships, money owed to you, internal sexual urges, desires, allowing your sexuality to express itself. And of course, with Pluto to be very open to transform. So you want to really look at anything that comes to light to set the record straight, because Pluto will always bring things to the surface that were unseen before. And this then, the release of that, the relief of that will help you then to let go and thereby lighten the load so that you can reach great peaks in your performance. Now, in Capricorn, where this conjunction takes place, because Pluto, of course, is still in Capricorn, so Mars has joined Pluto in that sign, it tends to transform your life through leadership qualities, through expressing your destiny, right, for creating advancements in your career. And then Venus, of course, is also part of the stellium between Pluto and Mars and Venus. So you bring then the divine feminine, you bring affection, love, you bring this absolute passion and nurturing and ability to just share love freely and joyfully and seeking beauty in everything, seeking beauty in everyone, letting that be your go-to, your mantra. What can I find that's beautiful in this situation, in this person? Venus and Pluto coming together also really enhances financial flow. And Venus has now moved out of its shadow from the long retrograde that began in December and ended at the end of January. It has moved out of its shadow and it's now traveling with Mars. So the next couple of weeks are really going to be instrumental in bringing the two energies of the feminine and masculine together. Then on Friday, the 4th of March, we have a 13 universal date, the number of the divine feminine, of power, of transformation. And, you know, we also have the ability to just work, to get things done, to feel your inner divine merge together and bring change through the attention to whatever your projects are. Like, you really need to apply yourself. This is very Saturnian energy where you need to be responsible, and you gain a sense of security by being open to whatever needs to change. So you're being flexible through the number 13, and then you're being very meticulous and organized through the number 4. So that means any reality that shows up, right, you want to listen and trust and see what unfolds. And you also want to conserve your energy so that you can be engaged with that reality, be very methodical and thorough, and you will create optimal results. The moon conjuncts Chiron today, and that brings a sense of love, healing all. You're yearning for love. You're investing in heart-centered awareness and projects. You are highly sensitive, and your heart-to-heart bonding can happen on a mystical level. So the more you realize who you are as a healer, the greater you can feel the energy of others. Then on the 5th of March, we have a beautiful conjunction of Sun and Jupiter, and it's a double 5-day, of course, March 5th, and then a 14 universal date, which reduces to 5. And so this is really beautiful. You're fearless, you're adventurous, you are feeling so aligned with freedom, you're embracing your inner explorer, and so you may need to share a message. You may feel called to be a messenger. After all, 14 is what I call the media number. It governed the scribe, right? So you want to share that message and definitely be open to the unexpected today. You may have to make quick decisions. Now, Sun conjunct Jupiter, this is one of the most wonderful transits that we can have, because Jupiter expands and brings joy and wisdom, and the Sun is our light. So there's so much optimism now. You feel the opportunities for growth are everywhere, and you feel them both personally and professionally, spiritually, physically. And so Jupiter expands everything you focus on. So that allows you to be aligned in a positive way, to align with a general sense of well-being and gratitude, because you just feel fortunate. You feel grateful for your life. You feel healthy. You feel happy. And that allows a sense of, yes, I can be successful. Yes, I'm recognized for who I truly am. So it's a magnificent day. Sunday, the 6th of March, invokes the double 6. And it's not just any 6, but a 15 universal date. And 15 is the spiritual alchemist. So there's a lot of healing, love, abundance. This is a gorgeous day. It aligns with the number 9 for March, because 6 and 9 are both about love. 6 is human love, 9 is unconditional love. And so this double 6-6 creates a sense of affluence, sweetness, romance, nurturing. Your responsibilities may be heightened, because 6 governs the mother and the responsibilities that a parent takes on when you have a child. So you want to obviously be in that place of nurturing, also for yourself. So make sure self-care is part of your day. It is a Sunday, so it's a lovely day to focus on both your loved ones and your own self-care, harmony and beauty, nurturing your mind, body, and soul, and knowing that you are a spiritual alchemist. You can alchemize your life instantly into joy, into health, into abundance. Right? So this is a really powerful moment. Now, Venus conjunct Mars are now entering Aquarius on this gorgeous day. And I love this because, of course, we are now in the Aquarian age of freedom, of breakthroughs, of breaking free from any restriction, and going out on a limb and taking a risk and joining together as one. The collective is governed by Aquarius. So Venus conjunct Mars at 0 degrees Aquarius means that we have come through the process of unifying within our heart and soul for the last couple of weeks. And now we have the last 3 weeks. And now we have another week of Venus and Mars together in the sign that governs the new age. So that means the unusual is now being accepted as okay, the unconventional approaches, the new ways of looking at things are there as well. Now, this also shows up with Venus and Mars in how you show that you care for someone. You may do it in a new way, not in a traditional way. And so there's a sense of just feeling just very attractive, but in the context of freedom. So I wouldn't be surprised in the next period of time if people see the context of partnership in a new way, meaning they don't necessarily need a paper, a document, an official document to seal the partnership. They just need the concept of we both have chosen as free sovereign beings to be with each other without the restriction of never being able to move our own way in the future again, right? So there is a sense of real understanding that love is freedom. And I love this. It's absolutely stunning that the conjunction is moving into Aquarius. I love that because it's just a sign of things to come in terms of how we respect each other and give each other freedom. So we don't hold each other in bondage. Then on the 7th of March, we have a wonderful double code of serenity. 7 is the number of meditation and insight and research and quietness and nature. And then the whole date adds up to 16, which gives us really the moment to listen to our intuition, to take a time out and really listen to the instructions of our guides, our inner voice, listen to our dreams, meditate, spend time alone, connect to nature. And on this day, the moon conjuncts Uranus. Uranus is the ruler of the Aquarian age. So this will allow you to feel so emotionally grounded that you can branch out and take a risk, right? And that means that you're then totally operating on your intuition, on your instinct. You feel so connected to source with this conjunction with Uranus and the moon that you just listen and trust and move forward. And there's no agenda, there's just inspiration. So this is a very enjoyable and exciting conjunction. Then on the 8th of March, we have a 17 universal date, which is the immortality number merged with the infinity number 8. So exciting. This is such a powerful day to manifest leadership, prosperity, just feeling empowered, feeling courage, just understanding that you have infinite resources. There's always enough to go around and that you can overcome any obstacles to gain strength. So you want to take the lead today in a big way. It is a Tuesday. So if it is in the context of your mission, your destiny, your career, it's a wonderful time. It's a wonderful time all around your whole personal life as well, because you really feel abundant. You feel in charge. You are not giving your power away. You're taking the lead. You're empowering your vision. So, and on this day, how wonderful, the moon trines Pluto. Pluto is also about empowerment, in this case, through transformation. And this gives you a lot of depth. Moon rules Cancer, Pluto rules Scorpio. Those are water signs. So the emotional insights are absolutely amazing. And being able to purge consistently those emotions that are no longer useful to you. So letting them go, not holding yourself hostage with emotions that are not addressed and acknowledged and assimilated. So this is a very powerful day in so many ways. It heightens your intuition. It gives you psychic perception. You can create a rebirth today. You're definitely moved in a deep way. And there's a lot of passion and love. And it's just a wonderful moment because it joins forces with that 8 and 17-8 code.